But USC, man, they're like one of the most winningest teams there is.
Well, look, they finally took a step forward this year, okay? They finally have an elite quarterback, and they have two super elite wide receivers. And so, and they have an elite running back, and they improved their defense. So that's why they've been good and competitive and won games that they haven't won in the past, and now they back that up with the number one recruiting class in the nation.
Yeah, I mean, that was a silly statement. But the reason I called in, you know, you're talking about how Alabama and all that nonsense, how they might get in. Well, what about, what was it? 2 years ago, Florida State was undefeated. Georgia lost, one game? Two games? Anyways, Alabama got the leapfrog over, and they said it was due to their resume. Well, my biggest argument about that was, you can't get no better resume than Georgia had. You are back-to-back national champions. And you say just because they lost the game that year, they didn't deserve to go, or Florida State didn't deserve to go because they were 12-0, but yet you're going to slip Alabama in there somehow? Give me a break.
Yeah, I don't think Alabama's playing well, and I just don't think they're very good. I think that they've been carried by Simpson all year. And I think he's fading, as I've been saying in recent weeks. He's clearly fading. He's not playing as well. In the Auburn game, you know, remember early in the year, Simpson's having games where he's throwing for 350, 400 yards, whatever it is. In the Auburn game, he threw for 120 yards. And, you know, and meanwhile, Daniels, the Auburn quarterback, threw for 275. The Auburn quarterback threw for 2.5 times as many yards as Simpson did. I think Simpson is fading. I think he's fatigued. I think there's been too much on him. Now, maybe he gets a rebirth if they wind up winning this thing, but I don't know. I think their time has come. Now, you know, I'll also say this. I don't know why, if Georgia were to lose the SEC championship game, and if it was by any sort of margin, why are they untouchable? Why couldn't Georgia fall out of this playoff? I mean, I don't know why people are enamored with Georgia. They've played a bunch of close games all year, a lot of ugly games that they barely won. I mean, it would be their second loss. If they lose to Alabama, why couldn't Georgia be knocked out? Why couldn't Miami or Notre Dame go in ahead of Georgia? I mean, we watched Notre Dame play Georgia last year in the playoff, and Notre Dame kicked their A.
Well, why can't you just knock both of them out and put both them boys in there?
Yeah. Probably what I would do.
That seems more logical to me.
Yep. Thank you, Butch. Good talking to you as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, again, I don't think either of those teams are great. I mean, I don't. I mean, I'll tell you right now. You give me Alabama. You give me Notre Dame, Miami. Let's play a little series. Give me Notre Dame, Miami, a mini playoff. Give me Notre Dame, Miami versus Alabama and Georgia. Who's winning those games? Neutral fields. Okay, I don't care which way you line them up. Go Notre Dame in Georgia and Miami, Alabama. Who's winning those games on a neutral field? I think Miami and Notre Dame beat both of them. I do. Maria, how are you, Maria?
I'm fine. Haven't you heard, Walt? South Carolina's going to the playoffs.
Next year, yeah. I heard that. Next year.
I wanted to tell you a story that was on the news about a raccoon breaking in a liquor store and drinking the whiskey and the rum and the moonshine, and they found him passed out in the bathroom. And had to...
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah, he.
And I think Beamer was his accomplice.
Well, in terms of suggesting that South Carolina is going to be in the playoff, maybe, yeah, that could be, Maria. Yeah, that was actually pretty funny, Ramona. The raccoon was basically spread eagle on its belly, passed out from drinking alcohol as it broke into back in the liquor store.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was like 4 feet to the left of the toilet, lying there, just passed out. Sort of the same thing humans do. Sort of the same thing humans do when they drank. Hey, Maria, thank you. It was good talking to you. Yeah, I saw that. Thank you. Texture 706, who's the Miami fan, said, oh, I got it by listening to you on USC for the last few years. They're not the same team. I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, they got better. They're not the same team. They sucked last year. They sucked the year before. They've sucked every year. They've had garbage quarterbacks. They've had no talent at receiver or limited talent at receiver. They've had no run game, and they've had no defense. This year, they actually have all those things. So they're not the same team. So, I mean, it's, again, pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. I mean, if you go back and watch USC the last few years, yeah, they sucked. Yeah, they had guys like Miller Moss playing quarterback. Yeah. So they're a different – they're a different team. Look, here's the reality. The sad part is that we have to make these decisions at all. If we had 16 teams and this year we need 16 teams, then you wouldn't have to make these choices. And then we could just find out on the field where things should be decided. But other than that, it's a beauty contest, and you have to evaluate all elements of it. All elements of it. And that's just, that's the fact of our existence right now with 12 teams. And by the way, I don't think every year it's going to be like that. I think some years, if you expand the playoff to 16 or 24.
You think they're going to expand the playoff to 16?
Oh, they're definitely expanding.
Like the Big next Ten, time?
The Big Ten wants it to expand to 24. I think the SEC would rather have 16. Either way, it's going to expand because the money and the desire is there, and because the Big Ten and the SEC both want expansion. So it's going to expand, and it's going to expand in short order. But the thing is, you know, look, this year is not necessarily the norm. Now, maybe it will be because of the NIL and the spreading of the talent, but it also may be the case that in other years, like let's just say next year, for example, we may not be able to find 16 teams worthy of a playoff. You know, it could easily be the case we can't find 8 worthy of a playoff. You know, so it could reverse itself. This is a 1 year snapshot of the moment in which it looks like we don't have enough spots, and really for this year we probably don't. But again, if you ask me who's better, I think Miami and Notre Dame would each beat, you line them up any way you want, I think Miami and Notre Dame are better than Alabama and Georgia. I just do. I think they're better teams. I mean, I just watched Georgia have all sorts of trouble with Georgia Tech, who I think basically sucks other than Haynes gang. And they had all sorts of trouble with them. So why would we think they could beat Miami?
But you think they're going to beat Alabama, and if they do, that Georgia's going to get in.
Yes. I think Georgia – I think despite the fact that Alabama's beaten Georgia a million times in a row – now, I've thought this before but despite the fact that's happened, I think Georgia will beat Alabama, and then I think Alabama's going to be knocked out. And then I think that'll solve some of it. The BYU-Texas Tech thing, you know, you're going to need a little bit of a miracle there, but we'll see. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. 10-11 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 by Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Look, do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office, again, very easy to find, right next to Mellow Mushroom. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. That's amazing. And by the way, great individual, too. He's donated to our Tigers for Tata's cause every year. I've auctioned those items for big money. And that's the kind of person you want to deal with. That's not enough. He also has to be really good at what he does, and Nick is. Listen, if you've been charged with a DUI, it's a devastating event. Can disrupt your entire life. Being charged doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect you. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. Trust me, do as I'm saying, not as I did. If you get injured in an accident, if it's advised, if you are advised to seek medical treatment, first of all, seek it. And as you seek it, call Nick. That's your next call, okay? After getting treated at the hospital or whatever, call Nick. Do not do anything else without speaking to him. Trust me, you will thank me later. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. And finally, parenting is hard. And kids get in trouble, especially the Pavia kids. What do you do next? You call Nick Lavery. I'm not sure Nick wants to hear from the Bobby family. You call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick is here to help you and your child. Call for your free consultation today, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com, nicklaverylaw.com. And by the way, you should always have that number, because you never know when someone's going to drive right into the back of you on Clemson Boulevard. Quick break.
Our great partners at Whataburger are fixing to open a new location, and they're pulling out all the stops with their brand new store on Woodruff Road right in front of Target. Join Facts on Sports Live as John Hite and I take the show on the road Wednesday, December 10th from 9 a.m. until noon. We'll have station swag along with a special menu offering from our friends at Whataburger. They've taken the Carolinas by storm, and now they're opening a new location, Whataburger, in front of Target on Woodruff Road. Don't miss it on Wednesday, December 10th.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
I know what you're going to hear at those holiday parties. Everyone says they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle those extra pounds at all. Right now, PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you moving now. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goal. Those 2 free weeks means you won't roll into January feeling behind. PhD's metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat first. No drugs, no starvation diets, no endless workouts. Just a smarter, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to wait. Call PhD Weight Loss today and start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26.
I'm going to make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing. Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us. And two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with auto pay, plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance equipment 128 gigabytes, $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Seen nothing yet. You know, I'm actually going to say a kind word about Alabama, Ronna.
All right, I'm ready.
I know it's going to shock you.
It's going to shock you.
Didn't you have a Penn State question, too?
I did have.
All right, let me say my kind word about Alabama first.
All right.
Because I might forget it and then never say it again. Now, and this is the point, all right? And I have made this point before, and I still think this is true. And in this regard, I do not think Alabama should be left out. And in this regard only.
Really?
Yeah. Because I believe that the championship games, with the exception of the ACC, which has just completely screwed their own pooch, right? I believe that if you make the championship game, that should be viewed as a bonus game. I do not think that you should get an additional loss that penalizes you in terms of the playoff at large, because other teams did not get to that level and don't have the same danger of losing.
You're talking about the conference championship?
Right. Okay. The conference championship game should be viewed as a bonus. In other words, once you get there, you should be Teflon. You should be bulletproof. Once you get to the conference championship game, in other words, Alabama might be saddled with, let's say Alabama loses. Alabama might be saddled technically with a third loss, but it really shouldn't count in comparison to other teams who did not get there. You know, for example, Notre Dame doesn't even play a conference championship game. Miami isn't getting to the ACC conference championship game. So in that regard, I think Alabama faces a threat that those other two teams don't. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why, and I've always said this, I've been completely consistent on this point. So it applies to Alabama too. So I guess in that regard, I'm going to have to stick to that even though I think both Notre Dame and Miami are better teams, that because, well, again, if Alabama were to lose in getting to the championship, I just don't think they can be penalized for that. Look, I think championship games are largely a dinosaur at this point. Given the expanded playoff, I think these games are largely a dinosaur. I do not think they're particularly helpful to most of these leagues at this point. I think they're potentially very damaging because key players can suffer injuries in them. I know it's for the money. I understand why it's done, but it looks like there's going to be plenty of money for everybody. I think it's almost time to end the conference championship games. I just don't see any real reason for them anymore. And I think they can often do more damage. They've hurt the Big 12 numerous years in the past, and I think they've hurt teams all throughout the BCS process, and I think they're still hurting teams. And look, maybe there's less of that factor now that the playoff has expanded, and maybe there'll be less of that factor moving forward. And I know, you know, we all believe that conference championships still matter, and they do in a way, but in another way, they become increasingly problematic as you expand a playoff and you play more games, because the teams are already have the potential to play more games. And like I said, I don't think it helps necessarily. For example, the SEC, right? If Alabama loses, they could get knocked out. There's a really legitimate chance that if Alabama loses in the conference championship game, they get knocked out. If the SEC wasn't playing a conference championship game, there's no danger of Alabama being knocked out.
Well, that's how Notre Dame has it.
Right. They don't have to play any conference championship games. Right. Which again, that's another problem. You know, that's one of the better arguments just in general against Notre Dame. The other leagues are facing the prospect of having to go play a championship game and potentially suffer another loss, injury, or defeat where Notre Dame sits idly by and twiddles their thumbs. You know, I mean, so that's sort of another strike. Look, here's the reality. The NFL has a playoff, for example, and it's fair to all parties, okay? It's as fair as can be to all parties. It's organized. It's fair. This playoff is not fair. It's not fair because, for one, Notre Dame, again, faces no threat of ever having to lose in a conference championship game. And somehow the same standard needs to be applied to them. So, again, either everybody plays them or nobody plays them. But the counterargument to that is that, well, these leagues are choosing to play them, that they don't have to play them, that they could all be Notre Dame. That's a fact. That's a fact. These other leagues are choosing to play conference championship games for the economic benefit. If you want to even the playing field with Notre Dame, one easy way to do it is stop playing them.
Yeah, but they're the odd man out.
But again, the reason that conference championship games began was for the money. So if you don't have that as your goal, then you easily could just skip it. And in that case, the SEC would be all set in all likelihood with both Alabama, for example, and Georgia facing no other inherent danger of playing that bonus game.
Because they have money anyway.
Right. Yeah, right. They have more money than God, so they certainly don't need it.
Or Odell Beckham.
Texas said, I 100% agree. If Notre Dame was actually in the ACC in football, they'd be playing the championship game with the opportunity to win and get in the playoffs. Now they don't. Right. Right. And that's it. I mean, I don't know how you compel Notre Dame to do anything. Others have tried. It hasn't worked. It's never worked. I don't know that it ever will work. They like being unique, and I can't blame them for that. But in some way, you have to level that playing field. And it's not level. It is not level where Notre Dame is concerned. Just is not. If everyone else is playing conference championships and they don't have to face that danger, they never have to face that danger. They never have that game. And I don't know. I don't know how you remedy that, other than the major conferences just stop playing conference championship games, and that would do it. If you stop chasing that money, and again with an expanded playoff and the potential of more games, I don't know that the conference championship games are necessary anymore. I don't think they're particularly helpful. So we'll see. Moving on, what happens? Jerry and Anderson. Jerry, how are you, Jerry?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey,
good day.
How you doing? You know, well, I got a question. I might have raised this in the past. You know, I don't understand. I look at Tulane or North Texas, whoever gets in there. And again, I'm not going to say they can't win or whatever, but the chances are slim. Well, I don't understand it. I'm thinking that they're trying to either protect the bow system or there's not a network. But I would like to see a group of four fail and give these teams a chance to get a trophy.
Yeah.
And that's a championship.
Yeah, Jerry.
Am I wrong?
I think you are. And I'm just going to tell you this from my personal standpoint. I've heard many people discuss this. And the reason I don't like it, Jerry, is because I don't think they would like it. In other words, I think they want a seat at the table. I think they want a shot. You know, we have seen major upsets in basketball. Is that as likely in football? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Basketball is a five-man game where one or two guys can heavily influence outcome versus a 22-man game where the talent disparity becomes more self-evident. I think all those things are true. But, Jerry, they want their shot. They want their David and Goliath. And as a competitor, that's what I would want. I don't want to be relegated I don't want to be relegated to some lesser tournament where, hey, go play on your own level, kids. Go play on your own level. Go sit at the kids' table at Thanksgiving. I don't want that. I want a seat at the main table, and I want a shot. And, again, maybe I get drilled. But you know what? Other teams and regular teams in this playoff get drilled every year.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
well, I get. Yeah, you're right. You go back to the 14 playoff. The semifinals were massacres about every year.
Exactly.
So you're right there. You know, I mean, again, it was just a thought that I had.
And I think most people agree with you, Jerry. But I'm just telling you, from a competitor standpoint, the way I view it, I want a shot. I see these teams. I hear their names. They never play us. They're never willing to play us. I want a shot.
No, I understand that. Again, and I'm a competitor and all that. Don't get me wrong. It's not a thing where I don't think I can compete. I would never have that mindset. I never did. Been a little 5'3", 130-pound guard. So, you know, I never worried about whether you were bigger than me. Well, I was trying to put you in a hospital. So that was my mentality.
There you go.
So, all right, Walt.
Thank you, bud. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, thank you. It's well done. Yeah, I mean, I've heard this discussed, and I know people are, like, thinking the right things, but I don't think you're doing them favors. I don't think that's what they want. I think they want a shot. That's what I think they want. I think they want the David and Goliath opportunity. Regardless of how it works out. Hey, let me tell you about Yoder's. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with the mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for your next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday close. Website, goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At Blue Ridge Heating and Air, comfort and flexibility go hand in hand. For a limited time, choose the savings that fit your budget best. With 60 months no interest financing or a $2,000 rebate upfront on select heat pumps, which can qualify for federal tax credits and electric company rebates. That's 5 years interest free or $2,000 or more back in your pocket. Call today and find out which option works best for you at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season.